Hi, my name's Olga Morales, and today I'm going to be speaking about Avery, the largest megalithic stone circle in the world, which is actually situated in Wiltshire, southwest of England, and it's known as the best prehistoric site in Britain. I had an amazing experience recently while I was in the UK called the Avery Experience with a lady called Maria Wheatley. She's a second generation dowser, and I had a one-on-one day with her walking through the stones, and we walked actually for 14 kilometers that day, and she taught me how to experience the stones as a dowser would, feeling the sensation of the changes of energy and being able to douse the stones. Now, so today I'm going to be talking about many aspects that I learned from her on that day, the experience is really hard to describe, and I would recommend that you one day do a similar experience with Maria Wheatley. Anyway, let's have just some of the things I learnt from her. And the Avery is actually at the centre of the Isle. It crosses, if you draw a line from the western tip of England to the eastern point, you'll discover that Avery is actually at the centre of that line. And that line, you've probably heard about it before already, is called the St. Michael Line. It's a May Day sunrise line and passes through many ancient sacred sites. The line marks the sunrise of Beltane. Now, Beltane is on the 7th of May. And Lammas, which is on August the 6th, and the sunset of Imbolc, which is February the 5th, and Samhain, which is the 7th of November. Now, these festivals are called the mid-seasons, lie halfway between the solstices and equinoxes, and they're the days of extreme balancing. So if you watch the May Day sunrise, which would be around the 7th of May, from the Glastonbury Tor, you'll see it rising over Avery. So these places, the ancient people didn't randomly place these stone circles wherever they thought. They knew them to be at the centre of these amazing ley lines, which I'll describe a little bit more in a minute. So when I did my workshop with Maria Wheatley, she helped me understand that these stones, megalithic stones, were actually piercing, if you'd like, meridian points on the earth. Just like when you go to an acupuncturist and he puts needles in your meridians, the earth has meridians and a earth grid. So it's very similar to that. So the piercing of these stones on these meridians is like they then absorb the energy from the earth and then harness it and then transmit it through the stones, because the stones are actually full of a crystalline grid. And as you know, crystal harnesses and is a transmitter of energy. So you can see why they were very particular about the type of stones that they were using. They knew that these stones had quartz crystal in it. So that's why they became so powerful. So if we look at some of the things that Maria taught me, there are around the big circle. So Avery's got one large circle, which has had originally 100 standing stones. And then there are two inner circles, which represent like the sun and the moon. So there's very much an astronomical association between all these stones. And so what happens is that the energy, the stone, as I said, absorbs the energy from the earth and pulls it up into its crystalline structure. And it's like they're semiconductors of energy. And then they transmit energy. Now, Maria showed me that this is the information that she learnt from her father. She's a second generation dowser. And her father taught her that the stones, the larger ones, have 7 bands of energy. 2 bands are below the earth and 5 bands are above the earth. And with her dowsing rod, she showed me how to locate these bands. Actually, it's quite easy. The rod actually reacts once there's a change in energy. the rod reacts and sort of swings like quite violently sometimes to it actually swings 180 degrees. And the energy bands are wrapped around the stones, and they also move, they react. So they send energy to all the other stones. So the stones in the circle, what her father called was cross-talking. So they talk to one another in this geometric grid. And the stories from the ancient people often spoke about the stones. They could actually hear the stone speaking, that the transmitting energy actually had a sound, and they could hear this sound. I mean, we got to think the ancient people of those times, they were much more advanced in terms of their abilities to sense energy and also to hear energy. They're the things that we've lost. And I suppose psychics still and sensitive people can still hear and sense these energies. So the electro, what Maria did, she didn't just want to accept theories from the past, from her father as well. She wanted to, she said to me, she's a researcher, so she wanted to actually have some concrete evidence that these bands that her father, and actually the dowsing rod shows there to be a reaction on these bands, that we could actually measure that with tools. And she had someone actually measure these with an electromagnetic equipment. And what it showed is that every time there was a band, the signal changed quite dramatically, proving that, yes, there is an electromagnetic field around these stones, especially at where these bands are. And when you stand close to the stones, if you're sensitive and you close your eyes, you can actually feel this vibration. And that's why I suppose it's easier for people who are sensitive to these energies to pick this up. The first time I went to Avery, I remember walking through the stones and I could actually feel an electric current coming out of the palms of my hands as I was walking, like when you have electric shocks when you're walking. So it is an amazing place. As I mentioned before, there are in amongst the outer 100 stones, inside there are two other circles, one of the north and the south, representing the sun and the moon. And approximately around these, each of these stone circles are between 27 and 29 stones. Well, as you should probably know already, maybe, that the moon takes between 27 to 29 days between the full and new moon. So the key solar lunar numbers. And also, if we add up the 27 and 29, we add up to 56, which is a number of holes at Stonehenge. They're called the ovary holes. And it's a secret number for eclipse prediction. So the ancients weren't just randomly putting, you know, these circles anywhere. They're in a precise location because they're at the crossroads of two magnetic ley lines, the St. Mary and St. Michael line, but also they have to do with the astronomical solar lunar calendar. The most important, one of the most important stones in the 100 that are still standing is called the Devil's Chair, but it was actually really the Druid's Chair, where the high priest or high priestess sat. And in that chair, if you sit there, I'll put some pictures up when I sat there. It has a very strong electromagnetic field where the priests at certain times of the year, usually at the sun rising at the solstice and the equinoxes, and also in the mid seasons, they would sit there as the sun was rising. The stone would generate a very strong electromagnetic field, and this would influence their pineal gland and their sixth sense and their second sight, and enhanced their psychic abilities. And so when you sit in these stones, if you're very quiet and you'll feel the energy just pulsating through your body. I had an amazing experience sitting there as well. In the olden days, the fertility rites, they would say that if a young woman sat there at Beltane, which is May Day, that they would likely get their wish granted, and also would enhance their fertility. So there's lots of ritual around these places. So I hope that in this little segment, I hope that you've been encouraged and are excited about the Avery Stone Circle, and maybe you'll visit there one day yourself. My name's Olga Morales, and thank you for listening.